This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Top leaders of ruling alliance hold discussion at Balwatar regarding endorsement of MCC compact. Prime Minister Sirvadadeva stresses ratifying MCC compact through parliament, saying the pact is in favour of national interest. Energy Minister Pompa Bussal and UK Ambassador Nicola Pallet discuss issue of clean energy promotion. And landslides and flash flooding kill at least 100 people in Brazilian city of Petrópolis. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the ruling alliance have held a discussion at Balwatar regarding contemporary issues, including the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. Our correspondent Kisab Dangana reported that Prime Minister Sirvadadeva, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janata Samajwadi Party's Central Council Chairman Dr. Babram Bhattwai, among other leaders, were present at the meeting held at Balwatar this evening. Earlier today, CPN Maoist Chairman Dahal, CPN Unified Socialist Chairman Nepal and Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal leader Rajendra Shrestha held discussions at Simhadarbar before the meeting of the ruling alliance. During the meeting, the leaders discussed the matters including the endorsement of the MCC compact. Talking to media persons, Maoist Centre Chairman Dahal said the meeting discussed finalising the issue of the MCC compact, keeping the five-party alliance intact. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sirvadadeva and CPN Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda discussed the issue of tabling the MCC compact in the House of Representatives. According to Balwatar source, during the meeting held this morning, the leaders talked about reaching a decision to table the MCC compact in the House meeting tomorrow. However, the leaders are reported not to have reached an agreement on the matter of tabling the compact. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sirvadadeva says his party is univocal for ratifying the MCC compact through the parliament. Releasing a book, Brief History of the Nepali Congress, penned by Nepali Congress leader and former minister Arjun Narasingh Khisi at Balwatar today, Prime Minister Deva said the MCC compact should be endorsed through the parliament as it was in favour of the national interest. The Prime Minister also stressed the need for tabling the MCC in the parliament and reaching a conclusion on it at the earliest. Prime Minister Deva also said his party had been working in favour of democracy, justice and equality since its establishment. Whip of the ruling Nepali Congress Parliamentary Party, Pushpa Bussal, has stressed the need for tabling and discussing the U.S. Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC compact in the parliament at the earliest, stating that all the government in the past pledged to implement the project. Whip Bussal viewed that the compact, which is connected to relations including foreign and economic between Nepal and the USA, should not be used as a means of assessing political gain and power. UK Ambassador to Nepal Nicola Pallet called on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Pompa Bussal today. During the meeting held at the Energy Ministry in Simhadarbar, Ambassador Pallet and Minister Bussal discussed the issues of mutual interest and common concerns. On this occasion, Minister Bussal pledged that Nepal would work closely with the UK in all areas of mutual interests. Energy Minister Bussal said that the production and promotion of clean and renewable energy, e-mobility, low-carbon infrastructure and ecotourism were the priorities of Nepal. Minister Bussal thanked the UK government for its support to Nepal in the renewable energy sector. Similarly, Ambassador Pallet said the UK government was interested in collaborating with Nepal in energy promotion, pledging to further expand its cooperation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन। नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिराख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त।
*1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Election Commission has determined the party registration deadline till the 27th of February for political parties that want to participate in the local level elections. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma said the political parties were asked to submit the formal application along with the sample of signatures of the office bearers. According to spokesperson Sharma, 106 political parties are registered in the Election Commission. He further said the commission was making all necessary preparations for the local level elections slated for the 13th of May. The Nepali Congress has rescheduled the district convention date of the remaining 16 districts for the 27th of February. Election Committee Secretary of the Nepali Congress said the rescheduled district convention date was postponed for 2 days as per the suggestions from the districts of Madhya Province. Earlier, the party had fixed the convention date of the 16 districts for the 25th of February. A total of 570 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Health Ministry confirmed the cases while testing 9,789 samples. Likewise, 1,993 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 6 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,911 in the country so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. More than 100 people have died in landslides and flash flooding in the Brazilian city of Petropolis. According to the BBC, the city, which is located in the mountains north of Rio de Janeiro, was hit by torrential rains. Houses in hillside neighborhoods were destroyed and cars swept away as flood water raced through the city's streets. Videos showed on social media displays that extensive damage and vehicles floating in the streets. It is reported that the search and rescue operations are underway. Brazil's National Civil Defense said 24 people had been rescued alive by Wednesday night local time. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says joining the NATO alliance is a guarantee of security for his country. According to a BBC report, the Ukrainian president said the plan to join NATO is not an ambition, rather it's the life of the country. He added that he will not compromise on joining the security alliance. The Ukrainian president's comment came at a time when Russia is opposed to Ukraine ever joining NATO and wants guarantees that this will not happen. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top leaders of ruling alliance hold discussion at Balwatar regarding endorsement of MCC Compact. Prime Minister Sirwada Devai stresses ratifying MCC Compact through Parliament, saying the pact is in favour of national interest. Energy Minister Pompa Busal and UK Ambassador Nicola Pelley discuss issue of clean energy promotion. And landslides and flash flooding kill at least 100 people in Brazilian city of Petropolis. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nf for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.